Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Thankful to be back. But we'll get into all that in a minute. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So thank you. So please, you know, share it on Facebook, social media right now, since we're not out doing a whole bunch. And my podcasts are pretty short and sweet, 20 minutes in and out, bing, bang, boom. And yeah. So, man, there's so much to just talk about, man. This is very surreal. But I'll start with my milestone, as I usually do. For those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that he's going through in his life. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small. And sometimes there's just absolutely nothing. But, yeah, as of right now, like basically every other parent in this country, we're homeschooling. He seems to be doing okay. I know he misses his friends. And we have him on a pretty set schedule, you know. It's a tight but loose regimen. We wanted to take him off his Vyvanse while he wasn't going to be at school. But my wife did some research, and they were saying how they can kind of go through some withdrawal symptoms if they don't. And we decided it would just be best to have him continue to take his pill while he's out of school. But, yeah, so we got him, you know, doing workbook stuff. He's reading. We get him outside every day. We go for a walk in the morning, and then more schoolwork. We'll watch like a documentary or something like that, something educational, you know, like something about the planet and animals, whatnot. My wife set him up with a Google Hangout with one of the teachers from the school. He got to read to her. I believe her son was there as well in the chat, and he knows who he is. So it has to be really tough for kids, man. They don't really understand what's going on. They just know they can't be at school with their friends, and they're stuck at home with their parents. And for him being an only child, it's probably not the best. But he's playing a lot of video games as well. So we're just trying to make sure we have a balance of him learning and he's not just playing games all day. But in the evenings or afternoons, we get him out. He rides a bike. So we are getting out. I'm running every day, you know, not eating like crap, thank God. And so, yeah, that's the milestone. But, all right, Corona, you know, a few weeks ago was a big hoax. Now we're basically shutting down the country, man. People are losing their jobs left and right. It's insane, man. This is one of the most surreal moments of my life. It's crazy. Just that feeling. Now, for people who really don't experience anxiety on a day-to-day basis, or anxiety isn't really an issue for them, but now they're feeling it. Like, this is how I felt the last 2 years every day of my military career. You know, the circumstances weren't exactly the same, but how I feel physically at times and mentally, this is how I felt. Every day for 2 years, man. Maybe even longer, to be honest, but I just wasn't aware of it. You know, just the stressors of everything going on, the uncertainty of the future, of me retiring and, you know, worrying about money and all that kind of stuff. This is exactly how I felt for, you know, at least the last 2 years of my career. For those who don't really understand anxiety or issues like that, I think now you do, you know? So, yeah, it's just so many things, man. We just got to be thankful that this thing isn't like super deadly, at least at this point, man. Because if people were dropping dead left and right, I think it would be complete chaos at this point. I got to be honest. I think we would have a complete breakdown of our society if this was like deadly. But hopefully people can finally get over themselves, really stop politicizing this thing, and just believe doctors, man. Okay? Because that's now the Surgeon General is going to Kylie Jenner to try to get young to tell her to tell young people to stay inside and stop going to beaches and bars and shit. And I know that's going to piss some people off, but you got to go to the people who that young generation is going to listen to. It's no different than any other time in history. It's not. People try to act like they want to, you know, they would take the warnings and heedings of some government official, you know, when they were 22 years old. And they wouldn't. They would go, oh, this old dude doesn't know what he's talking about. Now that they're those old people, now they look at young people like they're stupid, like they didn't do the same thing. So let's try not to be so hard on Kylie Jenner, but definitely we could be a little upset at these fucking idiots who don't want to quarantine themselves. But we really need to stop politicizing this shit. This whole thing of like, you know, right-wing people just don't believe it. It's a hoax. It's a play against Donald Trump. Look, like y'all always tell us, everything's not about Donald Trump. Well, guess what? You're right. Everything is not about him. Not everybody is out trying to get this guy. Okay? Not everybody is thinking about him. Because just a couple of weeks ago, he said it was a hoax. And a couple of days ago, this is very serious. You know, we got to get this thing under control. It's just, please don't get caught up in listening to too many of these politicians. Unless they're really repeating what doctors and people who work at WHO or the CDC or medical professionals are saying, don't listen to any of this political bullshit, man. Okay? It's going to get a lot of people killed or sick at a minimum. But yeah, this definitely is not a great time. For America, this is not a great time for the world, man. And look, I don't want to be too grim. We've seen all the posts, we've seen all this stuff, but we are really going to see what this American resolve everybody has talked about for decades, this resolve we all have. And you see how quickly that petered out when you saw everybody run into the stores, grabbing shit, hoarding everything. I mean, the one guy was hoarding 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, which he can no longer sell, which is great. Thank God they took all those fucking people down from selling stuff like that on eBay and Amazon. It's disgusting. And I get it. People want to make money. I fucking get it, man. I get it. But he's donated all that stuff, so that's cool. So, yeah, I will say I have noticed people are being extremely nice when you go to the stores. You know, after you. You know, I like that, but at the same time, it makes me nervous. It's no different than when I go to Chick-fil-A and they're being super nice. This is something I just don't trust about it. But that's how you know people are scared. People are being overly nice to let you know, like, hey, I'm calm, baby. I'm calm. But I am pretty proud that so far we've kept it together. And I think if we listen to everybody that's in charge, who knows what the fuck they're talking about, who are experts in this field, people who have experience in this field, who are experiencing it firsthand, if we listen to those people and not worry about what fucking letter is next to their name, and just take a common sense approach to everything, I think this will blow over in the next month and we'll be back to normal talking shit. I mean, there's a small part of me that I can't wait to be able to post like, man, we are right back where we were. I guess none of us learned from Corona. There's a odd part of me that I can't wait to be able to post that. You know? When people just get back to being their shitty selves. Out of this bad, I think a lot of good will come. Now, unfortunately, yes, Americans will lose their lives. Unfortunately, we don't know to what extent. I hope it's very minimal. You know, I really do. I know a lot of people are going to lose their businesses. I mean, businesses that they've worked on their entire lives, it's their livelihood. I mean, and it's going to be very, very sad. And I hope that we all can, once this is all over, just get right back on the bike and just pick up where we left off. But I know for a lot of people, that's not going to be the case. But hopefully by the end, some new industries pop up and those people who lost their businesses will be able to start it all over again. Or maybe they'll partner with someone else and start another business. Who knows? But we have to try to find some good things that may come out of this. I think in the long run, Americans will become more resourceful. We'll really see what we need and what we don't need, you know? I also hope that this makes people more empathetic and understanding of other people's situations. Like now, like this is the first time in my life where we've been through a crisis where everybody is hurting. Now, even when you take a natural disaster that hits a city or a town, sometimes certain parts of town get skipped over. Some parts of town are not even affected at all. Everyone has power. Their houses are fine. The stores are operating. Now, this is something that can touch everybody. Over the last almost 20 years, we've experienced terrorist attacks, mass shootings, and natural disasters. And for 99% of us, we can just watch that on the news and go, oh my God, that's terrible. And then we can go out to eat, you know, we can turn on our bath water, we can turn on our lights, we got hot water, we got our AC, and it really doesn't affect us. We just kind of watch it, you know, just spectating. But this is something that's affecting every single American right now. Everybody is affected by it. Now, we might not have it or whatever, but it's touching us somehow. And we have to realize there are people in this country who live with this type of food and income insecurity all the time. All right. So I think moving forward, some people, mature people who might have had a hard stance on someone maybe taking government assistance or help from other people or some type of aid from somewhere, they won't be as harsh or critical of those people because you don't know their circumstances. Now, you know, just because over the last 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, the industry that you worked in didn't see any, you know, hard times or just you've just been fortunate enough for the last, you know, up to 20 years of your life to not be affected by any of those things. And yes, it's very easy for you to sit back and go, well, I'm doing fine. What's wrong with these people over here? How come they can't pull themselves up pull themselves up by their bootstraps, all that kind of stuff. Now you're going to have people who really weren't ever hurting. And the thing is, 90% of us aren't ready for this. So many of us live check to check. And you think you're doing fine because you're getting that check every week. But now for a lot of us, that's ending. And we don't know what we're going to do. And it's very, very scary. You know, we talk all this shit about the government. People either love Trump or they hate him. Now these checks are coming and I see people with the, oh, if you hate Trump, don't take the check. But at the same time, well, this is, hey, you hate socialism, don't take the check. And I'll admit, I've been part of this gotcha culture for a long time. I've been part of it because I'll say I really hate the hypocrisy of it. You know, everyone can always see the hypocrisy of other people, but they can't see it within themselves. And I've been saying for years, man, at some point in time, we're going to be in a position where we need help from other people. And here we are. And this is what they're saying, just the beginning. It's going to get worse, but I hope it doesn't get that bad. Okay? I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, but I hope it just doesn't get to like biblical proportions. And the fact that, you know, China's starting to recover, Japan is, South Korea is starting to recover, that gives me some hope and faith that, hey, if everybody just calms down, if everybody sheds their fucking ego and your pride, because honestly, that's what a lot of this is. And again, I said don't politicize this, but I implore to all my conservative friends who think this is a hoax or a game or something against Trump, you gotta let your fucking ego and your pride go. All right, stop listening to these motherfuckers that are telling you this is the best time to go to a restaurant. It's not. If you want to help those restaurants, get some takeout, man. You don't need to go sit in bars and restaurants. It's not the time. We don't know who all has this. We don't need to make this shit worse. We really don't. Pride and ego will kill us. Pride and ego. Your ego that won't let you stay in, that won't let you quarantine, that won't let you stay away from crowds, that's not going to help anybody. All your pride, I get it. I'm a proud American. I like my freedoms too. Now, if we all think this is some ploy by the government to seize control of, you know, the food, the resources and supply chains, you know what? When this is all said and done, we can fight that battle when we get there. But right now, we need to just all just kind of be, I hate the word obedient, but just be good soldiers. That's what kills me about some of these people. Y'all say y'all love the military. You know, y'all love how about discipline and they take orders and they don't take shit and they do this and do that. Now, why don't you be a good soldier right now and take fucking orders and sit down and quarantine yourself? I get it. The Constitution, the free, I get it. But now ain't the time for that flex, bro. It's not. Now, if you want to go out and get ammo, all that stuff, great. Do that. If you feel like buying a firearm or firearms is the best thing for you, please go do that. Do that safely. But this ain't the time to be fucking Uncle Sam badass, my chest out, my fucking, you know, make America great again and, you know, these colors don't run bullshit. Fucking stay your ass home. All right? Please. The sooner everybody listens, hopefully the sooner this shit can be over and we can go right back to talking shit if you want to. But for now, let's just chill, man. Let's just chill. And also, I think another good thing I think that may come from this is we're going to be trimming some of the fat. A lot of stuff we don't need. A lot of stuff that's outdated. You know, look, like every other country, we are so deep rooted in our tradition to the point where I think it really harms us. Yeah, I think telework will be normalized. I think homeschooling will be normalized. You know, I think we'll start updating things, making things more automated, making things more web-based, you know, distance learning, correspondence, this. We get caught up in so much of this tradition of having to do things a certain way because it's been done like this since day one. It's time to stop upgrading things, man. Certain areas that just don't have Uber, they don't have Uber Eats, all that kind of stuff, man. I think we're finally going to go, you know what? It's time we cut some of this tradition. Yeah, it had a great run doing it this way. We've done it this way for years, but there's more efficient, better ways to do things. And I think with people being quarantined, we have to be more creative about how we get services and how we give services. How we're working, we can work smarter, not harder. That's one thing, man. That's like, I get it, man. That's a huge thing for Americans, being this hard worker. I'm not saying people shouldn't work hard. We should also work smarter. It's time we start updating our industry, start updating infrastructure. It's time, and I think this is going to kind of force our hand to drop some of the traditions, some of the stuff that we're used to, some of the things that we are comfortable with. You know, a lot of us ignore technologies and different platforms of getting information, transferring money. A lot of people still want to write checks because of all that kind of stuff. Now, I think with us trying to limit touch in public, I think now Apple Pay, you know, Google Pay, Venmo, PayPal, I think it's going to force even the older generations to start doing stuff like that. It just makes things move faster. It makes it flow better. You know, people have been trying to get rid of paper money for a long time, but we're so used to it. And I'm not saying that's what we have to do is get rid of paper money, but I'm just saying things like that. You know, old processes we can get rid of due to tradition. So I think, while yes, a lot of bad things are going to happen, unfortunately, people are going to, again, lose lives. They're going to lose their livelihoods. But I think on the other side of this, we can help all those people recover the things that they lost. We can mourn the loss of their loved ones. And I think if we all work together, we can come out better and stronger and hopefully more together than we have been in the past. Because this is just so ironic, man, how like nature just canceled us. We've been in this cancel culture for the last 4 or 5 years now. And look at us about to get canceled. It's just very ironic that this is happening. But honestly, man, I also feel like as a nation, we've been doing too much. That's a big saying with us black folks. You doing way too much, bruh. And I think as a country, bruh, we've been doing way too much. This is a nice little timeout for everybody. Nice isn't the correct word to use, but you know what I mean. This is a little timeout. Everybody, we can sit back. We can take a breath. You know, we can relax to a degree, reevaluate some things, find out what our priorities are as a nation. And look, I'm all for respecting people's genders, orientation, all that kind of stuff. I'm all for it. You know, I can't complain about the PC culture as well. But you see right now, you don't see a lot of people complaining about that stuff because people are afraid of what's going to happen in the future. That just shows you where that really lies in our priorities. And again, I say we should be respectful of people's genders, their pronouns, their orientation. We should. But I think that shows you how out of touch with actual reality we've been as a nation. The shit that people are getting canceled for, that outrage about things that really didn't matter. Okay? So now we're seeing all that shit kind of fall to the wayside. And now people want to be healthy. They want food. They want shelter. We need jobs. You know, they're talking about canceling the student debt. I mean, postponing mortgages. All this kind of stuff is happening, man. It's crazy. But we'll see how it all plays out. That's all I got to say. And I'll see you guys. I need to record another one, actually. Maybe I'll get on Facebook and do an Ask Me Anything to kind of brighten this up. But that's my whole take on this whole thing. And I know a lot of this stuff has been said on through memes. People are posting stuff. I feel like I'm kind of reiterating things. But I want to keep myself busy and generating content as a comic. And I hope everybody's doing well. That's it. Peace.